Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life. Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
I think the Karen Reed case was wild before this week. We'll buckle up because things just took a detour into full-on legal and investigative chaos. We're talking claims of evidence tampering, missing surveillance footage, and a federal probe that just quietly wrapped up. Meanwhile, the defense is screaming cover-up louder than a conspiracy theorist and a tinfoil hat at a tinfoil convention. To help us untangle this mess, we've got retired FBI special agent and host of the podcast Break the Case, Jennifer Coffendaffer, with us. Jen, let's get into it. If the defense is right about the alleged evidence tampering and misconduct, how often do we see law enforcement investigations go off the rails like this? And what's the threshold for it becoming an outright cover-up? Where do you think things are at this week?
Well, so, you know, hi, Tony. First of all, I really do believe this is so much smoke and mirrors. I say it, you know, weekly, it seems, that whenever you have strong evidence, you have to attack the investigation and the investigators. And that's the situation they're in. So let's just take as an example, right? Let's talk about the surveillance footage.
Yeah.
This whole surveillance footage situation is really... I've never seen somebody make so much out of something that isn't something. Let's start with the fact that it was inverted, right? That was their initial complaint.
Sure.
Not keeping in mind that whether it's inverted or not, the items that you see are still there.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be the same video.
Yeah. Either way, it's all the same items there. And the prosecution has, in fact, wants to put forward other video to show that that is just how this was programmed.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't programmed this way, you know, when they brought in Karen Reed's vehicle. It nothing to do with that. That's just how it's been programmed. And really, no matter what they do, you know, that's going to be in opposition, right? Why didn't we have that before? Oh my gosh, this is all brand new. And you know, we didn't get this. And they took a while to put it in. And Brennan said, he fell on the sword. He said, listen, some of this stuff you should have had earlier, but you have it now. And it's completely inculpatory, if anything. It's not exculpatory. We weren't trying to withhold it. But you ask how often this happens. It happens a lot, I think, in any case where you have really strong facts. They try to go after the investigators. Mm-hmm.
What about the metadata? Because that's a big thing that they're asking for on the part of the prosecution, or the defense, rather. Prosecution, rather, on this. Of the actual data itself, to see, okay, was this edited? The metadata will tell a lot. Why is that such a difficult request to fulfill?
I think it's difficult because I don't know how advanced this particular machinery is. I don't know why they're having issues getting at it, but I can tell you, you know, your average cop that's in charge of changing out the tapes and you know, looking at the surveillance, I don't think they're going to be, you know, really capable of going back 2 years and pulling the metadata. I think that's complicated more than you or I would think.
But it should just really be the original file is all it is. We just want to see the original file, not a copied version of it, just the original file. The original file is going to have the metadata on it. That's because it really is not that complicated. If it's clearly it's a data file. So Why can't we look at it?
But Tony, if it's like what I've ever handled, mm-hmm. it's within the hard drive in that machine.
Okay.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I don't know their exact machinery. All I can do is speak from experience.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you make copies for everybody. You do this with everything, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Whether it's a consensual monitoring call, you never give up the original evidence to the defense. And I could see there being a problem with that, Tony. Could it be erased by now? You know, that original file, as you put it, the metadata, whatever we want to call it, mm-hmm. it's likely sitting on a hard drive in that Sally port, and it's probably been burned over many, many, many times, and they made the appropriate copies. I don't know if that's what their issue is. Mm-hmm. I could just see that happening.
Why wouldn't they just say it then? Just like, well, look, like we made our copies when we thought we were getting everything out of it. The original one is gone because it's been so many years now. I mean, I get that. I get that can be a legitimate argument. It's not a great one. It's not a great situation. I mean, it should have been preserved, but it can be an argument. Why are they just not making it?
I don't know. I have to say it is one of those things that when you have so much coming at you, and I think this happened to Lally last year, there was so much coming at him in all these different directions. I mean, look, we're seeing for the first time them subpoenaing, or not subpoenaing, but asking for an order from the court to be able to use the cellular phone information from the blogger involved in this, Aidan Carney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had it last year. You know, yeah. Why didn't that come forward then? It's the same thing. You know, you're getting, they have trial in 3 weeks, Tony. 3 weeks.
I'm wondering if that will happen.
and there are so many entanglements going on right now. And this is one of them. I don't think it's key, but I do understand, Tony, where you're coming from and many people are coming from that are saying, just produce it. Let's see the original. Let's make sure it wasn't tampered with. It's just mind-boggling.
And it's not here nor there. It's not guilt, innocence. It's not this side, that. It's just present it. That's all. I mean, and if the guys in the Sally port don't know how to do it, then find someone who can. I don't know. This just doesn't seem like rocket science. It just seems like we don't want to. For whatever reason. And what's the reason then? I don't, or have an answer. If you can't, if it's not existent, then say that. But just like skirting around it, I don't know. It just seems like very bizarre, and it fans the flames of conspiracy more than anything else. Not necessarily conspiracy of that they beat him up in the house. Just we don't like to share information on this case. That's what it fans more of, and it. It's just very bizarre. Speaking of Fanning, let's talk about him for a moment. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was brought up briefly the other day in court. Accusations flying out about jury tampering. He obviously was in charge of the courthouse security during the trial and such. I know some of the allegations floating around out there in the ether, not necessarily in the courtroom, and in a Vanity Fair article do point at some accusations that he had something to do with the third juror number three being dismissed at the very end. The allegation basically goes that this person looked like they were very much not what what the state would want them to be going for in terms of their decision as a jury would be going against Karen. What's your take on all this that's being brought up now? And a big problem here with this is his track record, especially with Birchmore.
So you mean dressing in pink, things like that, that might lean somebody to think that they might be leaning toward the defense?
Sure.
No, in all seriousness, look, Fanning, there were some things he did I didn't appreciate from a law enforcement perspective when it came to the Birchmore case. He talked so familiar in his interview with Farrell.
Yeah, first name basis.
Sorry, Matthew, first name basis. It's just cringy. You know, it made him seem like buddies. I think it was concerning. But I love Brennan's passion in this. And he's not really a passionate guy, right? He's a surgeon.
Yeah.
He just takes that scalpel and keeps cutting away at the defense's motions and at you know, the case. I think he's a brilliant guy, but he's not really impassioned a lot. He was impassioned when it came to this. And I just, where's the evidence? Show me the meat. Show me the meat. Show me a recording. Show me proof that Fanning did anything to mess with a juror. I mean, that is really a heavy allegation, especially against an officer without the meat. I haven't seen the meat, Tony.
Do you think it's getting more legs because of the prior misconduct with the Birchmore case? I mean, we're talking a case where not only, you know, did he have that buddy kind of relationship with the officer, but at the same point, he let what was clearly, I mean, this was not, again, another case, not rocket science, where this was not a suicide. And just kind of, you know, let it go, protecting. It doesn't create any sort of sense of legitimacy or trust in him for anything else either. And that certainly can have an effect on a case like this. It's kind of mind-boggling, especially when Brennan is going up there and talking about what a stand-up guy he is and how he's just the, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, like this pillar of example of being just a wonderful law enforcement officer. There's a lot of evidence that points that he's not, that there's a lot of questionable choices that have been made in this man's career that maybe don't add up to reality. That he lost me. Brennan really lost me the other day when he went off on what a lovely guy this is.
Well, you know, back to Fanning and Sandra Birchmore, and you know, for the listeners, right? Sandra Birchmore found dead, supposed suicide, strangled herself. It was just absolutely ridiculous when you looked at what happened. It couldn't have happened. And furthermore, Matthew Farwell, who had been exploiting her since at least the age of 15, was leaving her apartment all masked up right before, you know, she was murdered, we found out. But you bring back Fanning and his involvement with that. It really goes to me to the Emmys report. It's the same problem that's been with other cases like Ellen Greenberg. When you have an Emmy emphatically say, this isn't a homicide, it's a suicide, it's very difficult to work up strength from that as an investigator, and you're relying on your MA Emmy to look at medical evidence that's empirical, that isn't subjective. And then when they come up with that, you know, I see why these officers, you know, were in error. And in fact, the FBI had to get a totally different examiner to look at her results from the autopsy before they could even really move forward with the case. Because if another ME said, listen, it's suicide, the FBI wasn't going to pursue those charges. So the ME's just have so much power and control over an investigation. So to my point is, we can't just completely dump Fanning in the grease and say he's a terrible officer because his involvement with Sandra Birchmore and them not finding a homicide charge, considering the ME's determination.
Just more so, he's just basically trusting someone he should trust, you know, in theory, but basically more of an oversight than it is a direct attempt to cover something up. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is what I'm saying. I always say incompetence mimics conspiracy.
It does.
Wrongdoing. You cannot, it's very difficult to tell, is somebody just screwing up and making a mistake, or are they intentionally doing something wrong? And that's the big deal. But in the Karen Reed case, let's look at this closely. The federal authorities looked at this case ad nauseum for a long period of time and found nothing but some very nasty and ugly text messages to buddies and to a sister from the lead detective. I mean, seriously.
Well, it was more than just buddy. I mean, didn't the text went to Fanning as well, I believe.
Oh, some. There was one that said words to the effect of, I haven't found any nudes yet. I think there was a message like that.
So it wasn't just buddies. I think that's important.
No, I mean, he sent a lot of to his high school buddies.
I know, but I'm saying it wasn't only buddies. There was some officers involved in these text strings.
I think his supervisor, and I think it was one that was off color.
Yeah.
But I don't think the other police individuals got those messages that has everybody, just kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I mean, cringing.
It looks yucky. It's cringeworthy. You know, does it make a cover up? Not really. It's just so the optics are horrible, obviously, everywhere on this case. The judge, Judge Cannone, has not yet. She hasn't ruled on whether to dismiss this case or not, which I found kind of interesting. I know it was brought up the other day, and she has made some rulings right there of like, nope, yes, but. She does take her time to consider a lot of things. I'm wondering where you think this goes now. I mean, in terms of talking, like you said, 3 weeks, if this happens in 3 weeks to make this trial happen. And if it goes longer, I would not be surprised at all. Where do you think the defense is going to go for Karen Reed on this going forward? Are we going to hear the same story of the beating up in the house and being drug out to the curb? Or are we going to end up going down one of these other routes here with the metadata, the missing timeline, the just other elements to it that have a little more beef, I guess, if you will, than the story of he's getting beat up and the dog gets him and all that stuff.
Right. The legitimacy.
The legitimacy.
There's more legitimacy when you can actually say, you know, something's missing, something was turned in late. Excuse me. I think it's going to come down to a lot of these rulings we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
We haven't even seen her rule on Jackson and Yannetti lying to the court.
We have not.
You know, we haven't seen what she's going to do about that. She has so much to determine in such a short amount of time. It's got to be done quickly because this could result in evidence being tossed, lawyers being tossed.
Yeah.
But sorry, I choked.
No, you're good. I'm wondering on this case if this is, do you, I don't know, I'm kind of trying to read the tea leaves here. I'm my gut is telling me that she's going to dismiss this thing before we even get to trial because she hasn't made so many key rulings yet. And we are so close. I'm wondering what's your take? You're usually pretty accurate on these.
100%, 1000%. No.
Okay.
It's not going to get dismissed. It's moving forward. But she has a lot to sort through, and it's not something you can do from the bench.
It's making me wonder if we're going to end up seeing this actually take place on the scheduled, 3-week date here with so many things that need to be decided on. And who knows what other motions may come up before now and then. Do you think we're going to see the 3-week date met?
Well, I can tell you this, Kanoni wants it met. She did this last time, too.
Yeah.
There were so many reasons to put off that trial, and she wasn't going to let it happen. I don't know if you remember, but there was evidence even concerning the DNA, whether there was canine DNA or not. They were waiting on some of that. She said, well, you better get it done. You better overnight it. You know, it's got to get done or because we're moving forward. So,
yeah.
She definitely wants to continue.
Very, very interesting to see where this will go. And of course, we'll be watching closely right here.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine. And it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, A legend. A unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth. A legend. A unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.